Jum out here with I Am Stroke. Life has its uncertainties and there's no way around it. Wherever you go or whatever you do, there's always the element of surprise. From premature births to freak accidents, these things do occur. And as a child, I was told to always expect the unexpected. On March 28th, 2009, my life changed dramatically and I was clueless. Once I became aware of it, I was dumbfounded. My life had taken a turn for the worse and I had no idea. At the age of 25, I was a healthy young man, but yet I had a brain hemorrhage which caused a stroke. There were no warning signs. I've always been up for a challenge, but this encounter topped them all. The element of surprise struck me without a trace. I was left helpless. I was at the mercy of its relentless blows. I was in for the fight of my life. What occurred as an uncertainty was also my life's defining moment. It was nothing shy of a miracle. And this is just the surface of my story. So stay tuned. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be back after this. And what does stroke represent? Being that it's an acronym, it means striving to reduce occurrences known everywhere. And just to put it out there, it's not what stroke really means. It's an acronym that I put in place. It's a mission that I'm a part of in order to really impact the stroke community and to give others initiative to be proactive pertaining to their health, to take action, to do whatever it takes to better themselves as individuals, to find ways to be more helpful dealing with the community, and for those who have had stroke. There's a lot of information out there, and I'm just one means of providing you with access from a stroke survivor themselves to give you further insight to what it is and what you can do as far as taking action. I had a stroke at 25, and I was perfectly healthy from what the doctors told me themselves. Having a stroke at a young age, it really opened my eyes, and I saw a need for providing people with access to know what they can do to prevent these things from happening. Now, I'm not going to say that it's totally preventable. Let's just put it this way. 80% of stroke occurrences are preventable, and I'm hoping that through this podcast, you get a lot of insight, a lot of valuable information, and that you're able to apply it to your life to better serve the community, and on a broader scale, the world itself. Because stroke is so severe, for one, it's the number one cause for disability. It's at the top of the list as far as deaths is concerned. And just occurrences alone is something severe enough wherein we should take more action, take it more serious, and not take it for granted, our health. Because it's one thing to live a life wherein you're wealthy, but if you're not in tip-top shape, or if you're not, your health is not up to par, then you can't even enjoy the wealth, so it's of no good and no value to you. So again, I wanted to put this podcast in place to better give, you know, help you and give you further insight of what stroke really is and what you can do to make a difference in the world. Again, this is John coming at you with I Am Stroke. Be inspired. Stay inspired. Simply inspire. There are two major strokes, and this you should know, because stroke ain't no joke. Different places, many faces.